Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team coming up in about 20 minutes. It's going to be your first chance to win tickets to Capitals Game 5 against the Canes. We're giving away tickets all day long until 5 p.m. Be caller number 9 right around 8:20. Listen for your cue to call and 9:20 on the Junkies. But you can listen to Be Mitch and Finley, Grant and Danny, and you're going to have chances to win right here on 106.7 The Fan.
All right, it's a big day, obviously. Schedule release, 8 p.m. We're kicking it around. How many 1 o'clock games do you think they're going to have? Are you happy with the fact that they're going to have so many primetime games? And frankly, I want to throw out there, anybody want to debate us? Mm-hmm. I think we're the sexiest team in the league. Mm-hmm. Jason thinks Philly is a little sexier because of Saquon and they're the world champs.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe.
Well, it's not just because of Saquon. I mean, they've got explosive receivers, but mainly because of Saquon.
Yeah. All right. I'm arguing we're the hottest chick in the league.
But
right
you guys
now.
Are close, no doubt.
I think it,
guys are close.
I'm not saying we're the best. There are other, obviously, I think Philly's a little bit better. But I think Jaden Daniels is single-handedly the sexiest player in the game right now.
Well, yeah. Remember the rookie of the week voting?
Yeah,
he was winning it every week. Now he deserved it most weeks,
and that was Pepsi Rookie of the Week. You got to get the sponsor in
but
there.
But beyond,
JP.
They're not my sponsor.
But beyond
I'd like to be a sponsor.
The rookies, like of all players, it's getting to the point that if you had to pick one guy that you wanted to watch, all the games were on at one time. Take your own personal team out of the equation. I think people want because we've already seen Mahomes and his magic,
yeah.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But it's almost like you already dated him. You know what I mean? You've already been with him.
Yeah, we've seen the end of that movie.
You've already seen his greatness and not denying or taking away any of it. But Jaden's the new hot chick on the block. And I think he's the number one sexiest attraction in the league right now.
I'm surprised the top selling jerseys in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
This has to be old, but the article's February 4th, 2025, so it includes last season.
Yep. Who's one?
Christian McCaffrey.
That's weird.
Patrick Mahomes, 2. Jalen Hurts, 3.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons, 4. Tyreek Hill, 5. C.J. Stroud, 6. Lamar Jackson,
wow.
Justin Jefferson, T.J. Watt, Brock Purdy. Jaden didn't crack the top 10?
How is he not? How does he not have a bigger selling jersey than Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
I'm going to find different data somewhere. That was for the 2024-25 season. That was last season, right?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Do they have the current?
Maybe it'll be different.
Just say, even this article says, no, this is from February. It says Christian McCaffrey had a 2024 season to forget thanks to injuries, but there's no questioning his popularity.
Wow.
Well, how do you, as the biggest Commander fan I know, how do you feel about the primetime games?
I mean, it's fine. It's great. I'm glad that the people want to see them. But I like just kind of like my routine.
I do
like
too.
I'm a routine guy. Yeah, but
doesn't it feel bigger though when the game's on at night and in prime time? I understand it does. Routine.
It does for
you
us.
You want it to be at 1 o'clock. You want to get the game done.
But it makes life harder. Those night games are hard.
I'm sorry. The games that are on at night are just more exciting. There's a reason they're placed at that point in the schedule.
I know, but just in terms of lifestyle, it's harder for us to watch games until midnight.
Trust me. Yeah. I know that drill. Being up till 11:30 or midnight.
I mean, look at my beard. My beard's completely white.
Yeah.
Part of that, I think, is our lifestyle.
Well, part is lifestyle and part is...
Most is the birth certificate.
We're in our mid-50s, okay? That's the bigger part.
I think stress and all that.
Hey, do you think that the Commanders will play at Dallas on Thanksgiving?
It sounds like they're more rumored to be featured on Christmas than they are on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'll say about the sexiness, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I just don't know who's sexier than him.
They don't really have many players. Now they added Debo, but they don't have many players that are popular across the country. Terry McLaurin burst onto the scene this year nationally. Yeah. But this was the first year. You know, they don't have like a bunch of all pros. Like when he brings up the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, they've got Saquon. They've got Jalen Hurts. They've got AJ Brown.
That's fine. All you need is one. And Jaden is plenty popular to be the headliner. Like the Bills have Josh Allen, and I mean, can you name a lot of their sexy skill position players outside of Josh Allen?
Not really, but no. I put them in a top five sexiest team
because of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
And think
about
it.
That's the sex appeal.
We didn't really lose anything offensively. Right? They lost nobody really of note.
You lost fringe pieces.
And then you added arguably the best left tackle. Let's just say top five in the game.
Yep.
And then you're adding Debo on like a prove it deal.
Right.
They averaged 29-30 points a game last year without those guys.
By the way, this article.
I mean, this team is set to blow up.
You would think.
By the way, I guess it's official that, and Schefter apparently tweeted it, that the Chiefs are going to play at Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's true. So that's this morning.
That's what Matt's telling me.
That's a big Thanksgiving Day game right there.
Chiefs against the Cowboys.
Right in the middle of the slate.
Yeah. I like that too because it's a different team.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sick of seeing the same teams on Thanksgiving all the time, to be honest.
Well, you see Detroit and Dallas.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. I think ideally if you're a Commanders fan, I don't think you want the week 14 bye again. It's been 3 years in a row that they get stuck with that super late bye.
I don't even know when you want to buy. Midweek, mid-season?
I would say maybe like week 10.
Yeah.
Now, don't they sometimes give the teams that have the international games a bye either before or after?
Yeah.
Probably after. So maybe
that's week 12, maybe?
It's a week 12 bye, which isn't so late, but still.
It's a good point.
You know, mid to late season.
Another article about the jerseys. So the jerseys that I listed was from Lids.
Mm-hmm.
They were the source.
Lids is still around. Good for them.
But this article in January cites the Washington Post's Rick Mace and Joe Heim that said Daniels actually had the top-selling jersey in 2025. So the first few weeks of the season, according to Breaking Tea, Washington sales have surged by 463%. From last season.
That seems like a nice pop.
And team merchandise sales have skyrocketed by 4,129% since they clinched the playoff berth at the end of last season.
I bought a couple of Jaden jerseys. I didn't spring for the full jerseys yet, but maybe that's coming eventually.
I had a listener give me the Jaden jersey.
Well, that's the best way to do it.
The best way to
have somebody else pay for it.
To acquire one.
Yeah.
That was our guy from Metropolitan Moving and Storage.
Yeah, I love it. All right, let's back out some of these calls. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Your prediction on number of primetime games. Are you up or down on the fact that there aren't going to be as many 1 p.m. starts? I love the 1 p.m.s because it's just a man of routine, man. That's just how my Sunday kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, when you have a Monday night game, I'm sorry. I like the league. I'm not as interested if we aren't playing. It's not, you know, I could schedule a tee time. 100%.
You schedule a tee time at 8 o'clock at night.
I could schedule if I knew we were playing on Monday, I could easily schedule a tee time at 1 o'clock and I wouldn't care. You know, I catch up on, you know, see the highlights. It's not as important to me. Sunday, 1 o'clock, you know, go to church, come home, sit down and pig out and pour myself a Jack Daniels. That's what I like to do.
Yourself a Jack and Coke at 1
p.m. Jack and Coke on a Sunday?
Yeah.
For football?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Am I the only one that does that?
No. Apparently not.
Of course not. You have a beer when you watch football. That's American.
Yeah. I just don't do beer. Maybe a Surfside.
Or Surfside.
Sure. Delicious.
Black cherry.
By the way, my Surfside, I'm at DEFCON 1 on Surfsides. Like the missile silos are open and they're gassing them up. I might need an emergency delivery.
I do too. I thought I was getting like a case of the black cherries. It never happened. I have to talk to
I'm sure
Michelle.
People are hearing the distress call.
Bobby, come on,
Bobby. Always a good thing.
Yeah, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Mar, where do you stand on all this? No 1 p.m.? I mean, there's not going to be as many 1 p.m.
If it was up to me, we'd have 17 primetime games. We earned this. My entire life, we played at 1 o'clock and no one, you know, gave an S about us.
Right.
I want all the eyes, all the attention on Jaden Daniels and the Commanders this season, especially now that we got some, like, big-time games with the Lions, you know, just some big teams coming to town. I want all the Sunday night,
Who's
Monday night.
Who's sexier than Jaden?
Absolutely nobody.
Nobody, right?
No, Jaden's first sexy, second sexy. The Commanders, you know, are just the talk of the NFL.
Right.
I think Travis Hunter could surpass him if he starts playing like he did in college.
Well, if he plays both ways. He has a pick six and a big touchdown.
Right. If he does what he did in college and he does that in the pros.
Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be sexy.
Yes.
His problem is he's in the black hole known as Jacksonville.
Yeah, but
that's the problem.
Yeah, but he gets them closer to Earth if they.
It was a big splashy move by them to move up and pick him, no doubt.
Yeah. Although I think they might be donks because they gave up so much. Like they justified it because they think they're getting two players.
Right. They've got a new hotshot young GM calling the shots there in Jacksonville.
The only team that I could think would rival the Commander's sexiness is the Chiefs, just because of Mahomes, and you still have the Travis Taylor thing that networks are discussing.
Are people over that? Like, are people over
no,
that?
No,
like,
networks,
I think it's gross.
No, networks love it.
I think you're sleeping on the Bears. If the Bears start off the season with Ben Johnson, who was the sexy head coach candidate a year ago.
I loved him.
Okay. If they start off hot with Caleb Williams playing well and that revamped offensive line and offense, they're going to vault up there. I looked at some of the things about best-selling jerseys before, like last year, he had a higher-selling jersey before Jaden started, you know, playing great. Mm-hmm. People were buying the Caleb stuff beforehand because a lot of people thought that the Bears were going to be a playoff team last year. They disappointed. Caleb was actually, if you look at Caleb's numbers for a rookie quarterback, okay, and if you just said the rookie quarterback is going to give you these numbers, which I think were 20 touchdowns, 7 picks.
Yeah, decent.
You'd have been like, that's pretty damn good for a rookie.
Decent.
Yeah, but look at his sack numbers too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he ran into a bunch of those sacks. Now part of it was on the offensive line, but part of it was on him too.
Oh yeah, and he against Washington, he was hot garbage for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
All right,
I think in the first half he didn't even have 50 yards passing against Washington.
Yeah, it was nothing.
All right, 800-636.
He'll be better this year.
106.7. Let's go to Adam in Leesburg. Adam, what's up?
Morning, fellas.
Hey, what do you think, bud?
So I kind of wanted to just chime in on the kickoff schedule. Kind of with you, EB. I'm a very big routine guy, and I just had a 4-month-old baby, and I made this, I guess you could say, bet with my wife where she could take the baby out, go shopping for a little bit, and I could watch my 1 p.m., 4 p.m. games in peace and quiet. But now with these early kickoffs, late kickoffs, kind of screwed in that department.
So what, are you going to be like stuck with like baby duty or something during the game? Is that what you're saying? If it's like a primetime game?
Nah, the baby will be asleep by then. You get the baby down to bed at 8 or 8:15, and you're good.
He dropped.
Let's go to Ken in Arlington. Ken, what's up, man? You're on with the Chuckies.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Sure.
I agree with Lurch. I think Eagles sexier. I think the Commanders' main issue is lack of star power.
Added Debo, Tunsil, to. I mean, he's an offensive lineman. It's hard to give him star power, but now they've got some bigger names with national recognition.
You don't think Debo, Terry, and Jaden, is those guys don't have star power?
Yeah, but the Eagles have more.
I don't think Terry does. I think he's a phenomenal player, but he's He's a little quiet. Debo's over the hill. I don't think Jaden's the sexiest quarterback in the division. Look at Hurts with the cigar, the swagger, coming out on top.
He's not that sexy. He's got a quiet guy. He's freaking boring. He's got a bunch of fat guys pushing him into the end zone. That's not sexy. Boring.
Everyone talks about the tush push, though.
He's
Everyone
good,
talks about
but he's
that.
Boring.
What tush makes?
Push. Look what he did with his arm.
Oh, he's a good quarterback.
He was magical. Yes.
Hold on. Go look at some of his passing numbers last year. Some of his games were abysmal. He doesn't have a magic arm.
But in the playoffs, he delivered.
He is a Super Bowl champion. Yeah, I'm not taking that away from him. But some of his passing stats were hideous
in
a handful of games.
This is why Jane is sexy, is because of the surprise factor. Like, you're still riding high off this legendary rookie season, all of a sudden from worst to first. That has something to do with it.
Well, his style of play is just sexier.
It is.
It just is. I mean, Jalen can run around and stuff, but not like Jaden.
But coming out of nowhere, all of a sudden leading a team to the NFC Championship game makes your team very, very, very appealing and very sexy.
And I'm going to take this.
And you still have a little bit of that this year.
And I'm going to take this literally. I think I can say this. D. Woods told me his daughters get butt sized for Jaden Daniels.
You mean chicks?
Yes.
Chicks like Jaden more like than he's like Jalen?
Well, I don't know about it. I didn't bring up Jalen Hurts. He might be handsome too, but that Jaden is easy on the eyes for a lot of people.
He's got the riz. His riz factor very high.
Yeah. I think Jalen's an attractive guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's fine.
Hey, we told you we're giving away Caps tickets all morning and all day long, all the way until 5 p.m. on the Fan. Right now, be caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. Your chance to win Game 5 Caps Canes tickets, 800-636-1067. Congrats.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Congratulations to Jason in Stafford. He won tickets to Game 5 of the Caps Hurricane Series. That's tomorrow night here at Capital One. We're going to give listeners another chance to win coming up at 9:20 on the Junkies, so stay tuned for that. And all the way until 5 p.m. every hour on this station, your chance to win Game 5 tickets. All right, join us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is a local kid. Denny McCarthy, PGA golfer. He's playing in the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Good morning, Denny.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Danny, what's up? Danny.
I mean, he's 32 now. We still call him a kid.
He's a kid.
I'm getting old, man. I got gray hair. I got gray hair in my beard and gray hair in my hair, man. I'm getting old. Nice. I got leaving myself too many 5-footers for par.
You're grizzled. That's what you are. That's all.
That's funny.
Well, you're making a little early for the grays.
Yeah, this is impressive. I'm gonna throw this out there. So, Danny, there's only 3 players on tour this year that have played double-digit events who haven't missed a cut.
12 for 12.
All right, Denny's one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you know the other two, D-Mac?
That's a good question.
All right.
That's a good question. I don't think Scotty, Xander, and Rory have even played 10 events. I'm going to say Rory.
No, it's JT and Cantley.
Okay.
So, but very impressive to play 12 events and not miss a cut. I know you're not happy with some of the finishes, but that's hard to do.
Yeah, I mean that stat makes me look really good. I've played like 4 events with no cuts, so
that helps.
That does help.
You didn't have to bring that up, Danny.
Yeah, but you know what? That helps because you qualified for those signature events too.
Right.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. No, my game feels good. I feel like it's in a really good place. I haven't had any kind of flashy results, but when things get off for me, they don't get so far off where, like, you know, I can't compete. I feel like when I get off, I still, you know, can make a good week of it and give myself an outside chance to compete, which is nice. So it's felt in a good place. I like what I'm seeing in practice, and so just got to keep trying to get better.
So I know there's no pro-am for the PGA, but what's your schedule today? I assume you're playing a practice round today.
Yeah, I played the front 9 yesterday, so I'm going to play the back 9 today. Heading over to the course shortly, going to get some breakfast, see my physio, get in the gym. My coach is here. We got some good work in yesterday. We're going to get some good work in today. So just playing the back 9, hitting all the little chip shots around the green.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I've played here several times before, so I'm very familiar with the kind of shots that I would have around this place, which is helpful. You won't believe how wet the fairways were yesterday. It was crazy, man. It was.
I bet.
I mean, casual water all in the fairways. The rough was nice and juicy. And the greens were still firm. They got that sub air system under their greens. You could hear it pump, and it was like a transformer making some noise behind some greens. I don't know, but it was pumping yesterday. So they're trying to keep the greens firm. Fairways, I'd imagine, are going to stay soft. We're getting some rain here this morning, so it's going to play very long.
Hey, Denny, what's the course you love as much as Rory loves Quail Hollow, where he's won 4 times? He's got 10 top 20s there and 9 top 10s in his 13 starts. Which is the course that, like, when you get there, you're like, I know I'm going to play well here. I love playing in this
Argyle.
Spot.
Argyle.
Yeah.
Outside of your home club.
I don't have I have some favorite courses. I don't have any stats like that.
Okay.
Like Rory, 4 wins and 9 top 10s. I don't have that anywhere, unfortunately. I have played well here actually the last few years. You wouldn't think that this is a place that suits my game. But I've had 2 top 10s here the last few years. It's not only meant for Rory. It is definitely up his alley, but I can play it too. I'd say Pebble Beach is up there. I just love going to Pebble. I've had a couple of good events there, but I just Pebble on a good weather day it sounds pretty cliche, but Pebble Beach is awesome.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. It's awesome.
Trying to think what else. There's a couple places like in the fall that I don't play it anymore, but Sanderson Farms in Jackson, Mississippi is actually a really good golf course. Jackson isn't maybe the nicest area, but it's that golf course I really like there. Sea Island, I really like going to that event in the fall.
What about San Antonio, TPC? You play really well down there at the Valero.
TPC San Antonio, TPC Deer Run, the John Deere Classic in Moline, Illinois.
Yeah.
That's usually a tournament that I
you know, feel pretty good at and have given myself a couple chances to win there. So there's a couple sprinkled throughout the schedule that I play well at, but you know, I feel like my game can travel anywhere. I feel like I can, you know, when I'm doing good things, I can play any place well, which is a good thing.
Denny, let me ask you kind of like a geeky question. I'm not sure if we've even asked any guys this before, but like for those of us that are amateurs that grind, that really want to get better and stuff, and you're at this elite level, like you're working with your coach and you say you're working on some things. Do you like have different swing thoughts at like through periods? Like you're thinking about, I don't know, turning your ass, you know, on your backswing or, you know what, like, do you have different weird thoughts that you might focus on certain weeks, or you just go up there and kind of just no brain it?
No, I definitely filter through some swing thoughts. They're usually pretty simple, but
can you give us a couple?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I do a drill where I take like my right pointer finger, right thumb off the club, and it kind of naturally engages everything for me. So we've joked around that I hit it so good when I do that drill that I'm going to start playing that way. Right. I haven't done it, but so if you're a righty, you take your right pointer finger and thumb off the club. And it kind of, it naturally forces you to kind of engage everything and get everything working and moving in your body. And so that's one that's really simple for me. When things seem to get off, I do that drill, and I kind of get back into a comfortable place. There's a couple other ones, some simple stuff with posture, kind of just putting my feet down on an alignment rod to make sure I'm kind of getting all points of contact on the ground with my feet, getting correct posture. For me, it's all, if I'm setting up to it correctly, it's kind of set up and start for me, the setup and the start of my swing. If my posture is good and I'm engaged and kind of ready to move, I usually feel like I'm going to hit good shots. Sometimes when I struggle or get a little off, I'm kind of standing over the ball, you know, feeling like I'm not ready to move, and it feels like I'm going to need to search and find that power source somewhere in the middle of my swing, and that's never a good sign. It's kind of like I'm standing over it, and I'm like, man, I don't feel ready to hit this. I'm just going to take it back, and maybe I'll find something in transition, but that doesn't work too well. So usually it's all, you know, trying to keep it very simple, setup related, but there's a lot of little things that I filter through to kind of get to that, you know, is my posture and setup correct?
Right.
A lot of little small feels for me.
Denny, you're obviously one of the best, if not the best putter on tour. Was that always your strength through high school, through college? Were you always a great putter, or did you slowly get better at that?
I'd say I slowly got better at it. If you ask my dad, you know, he watched me play some junior tournaments where I would shoot 74 and, you know, I'd have like 37 putts. So if you ask my dad, I wasn't always a great putter. It was definitely always in there. I kind of had to use my feels and kind of come up with my own system. And it definitely took some time to get there. But, you know, part of it's that hand-eye. It's part of the reason, you know, I really like playing ping pong. I'm good at ping pong, like shooting a basketball. Some of these hand-eye things, you know, putting kind of fits into that. You know, I kind of just had to kind of get lost in my own little creative world and find my process of, you know, what works best for me. And, you know, it took some hard work to kind of get to, you know, what do I see?
Right.
What do I see that works well for me? What doesn't work well for me? Is this too mechanical for me? So I kind of found a system where, you know, I pick a lot of spots or ball marks on the greens that, you know, I try and feed the putt off of a ball mark or a discoloration in the grass, something that kind of stands out in my way. And so I kind of found a system that where I just kind of get lost in my own little world where I'm just kind of seeing these curves off of these ball marks. And so that's why, you know, I like playing at places with big slopey greens, you know, trying to, you know, see those big curves around those ball marks or whatever I've picked. That's why I like, you know, that's why I love Augusta so much. You hardly get a straight putt. You always have some kind of swooping, breaking putt. So I like seeing those curves.
All right. So you tee off, tomorrow at 8:55. First of all, do you typically have a preference like to go morning late? Or late, more like what, you know, what's your preference? And then Your thoughts on your playing partners. I know you've played with Akshay before, and I'm sure you've played with Sam before, Sam Burns.
Yeah, great partners. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that grouping. I know both of them very well, so it'll be a good grouping. I wouldn't say I really have a preference, but if I had to choose, I'd say morning late, just because you get a little more recovery time
right.
in between. You know, you play, you know, 8:59, call it 9 o'clock. I'll be done. I don't know how long it's going to take to play. It's a very long golf course. Call it, and I'm done at 2:15. I get some, you know, I might do a little practice, see my physio, get an afternoon of recovery. And then I, you know, I don't have to wake up super early the next morning. I get some time to kind of let the body rest. Sometimes if you go, if it were the opposite, where I was playing at 2:20, I finish at 7:20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing my physio late dinner. You know, I'm all of a sudden I'm back to the house at 9:30, 9 to 9:30, and then I gotta wait. I gotta turn around and wake up at 4:30 or 5 a.m. the next morning. That would be tough. But you gotta do them. You gotta do them both equally. Like, you know, if this is my 10th year as a pro, 8th year on tour, and you know they do it so you basically play the same amount. You know, those waves. Evenly. So, you do them both. You know, I've got a good routine for, you know, both kind of waves. So it is what it is. If it were the other way around, I would accept it and move on. But,
is it hard to put yourself to sleep?
Sometimes it can be. Yeah. Sometimes you're putting pressure on yourself. You're laying there in bed at 11 o'clock knowing you have to wake up at 4:15. You're like, all right, anytime now, anytime you want to, you know, start getting tired and fall asleep.
Hey, Benadryl.
Benadryl. Melatonin.
We'll wash it down with a beer.
We got
you'll
all
be
the
asleep
drugs.
In 20 minutes, Dad.
Yeah, but Denny, here's the thing. Tomorrow after your round, I mean, you play early, but you're down there in Hurricaneville. You got to watch the Caps tomorrow night. Do or die.
Yeah, man. I think this is going to be a tough one for the Caps to win these three games. I've been watching them. I still have hope for them. I still have hope, but I mean the Canes look really good. They're fast.
Yep. Just a bad like matchup.
Yeah, they
it
are.
It is. I mean, yeah. they're doing more on the power plays. Seems like when we have a power play and don't get it, they score right after our power play. It's kind of just felt like dagger after dagger, and they've had some. I feel like they've had some kind of fluky kind of goals, bounces, and I mean that's just kind of how hockey goes. But it definitely kind of seems like a little bit of a mismatch.
All right, Danny, best of luck.
Good luck, bro.
We'll be watching. Everybody's rooting for you as usual.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks,
man. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for joining us, man.
I have to bet him top 10. Like the grasp. Does well at that course.
He likes quail.
It's Denny McCarthy, PGA golfer. Coming up next, we're starting to hear some rumblings about the Commander's opener. We'll talk about that next here on the Junkies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about the Commanders being a sexy team and getting primetime games. Already we've heard about two games, the game in Madrid and then the game against the Cowboys, which are going to be essentially primetime games. I understand 9:30 in the morning is not
primetime.
The game in
Madrid is against the Dolphins.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
We put up a poll at Junks Radio, our Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside. Cake says he's low. He needs some Surfside.
I think I'm down to my last can. But it's desperate times.
It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is, do you want more primetime games or more 1 o'clock games? You can vote at Junks Radio. There's a story on NorthJersey.com from a Giants beat reporter. His name's Art Stapleton.
All right.
Covers the Giants. And he's got insight into the Giants' schedule, which relates to the Washington's, to the Washington Commanders' schedule. He writes, the Giants will open with consecutive games on the road against NFC East rivals, beginning with the Washington Commanders at FedEx Field on the first Sunday of the slate.
The artist formerly known as FedEx Field.
Yeah, not FedEx Field.
Yeah, he's got to improve that.
Yeah.
Northwest Stadium.
What do you think?
Well,
Giants week one.
Well, I mean, that's one of the teams that we kind of threw out there.
Because we know but it's
they played,
not the, we they know played it's not the
Giants.
The
they played the Giants here early last year. I believe that week was week two.
Yeah.
Because they opened with Tampa.
Correct.
On the road. But week two, they played the Giants here. So I guess that kind of makes sense.
I like that. With Giants with quarterback uncertainty, Giants on the road, you get a division. You could potentially bag a division win in the first week of the season. I love that as an opener for the Commanders.
And
the
Commanders.
Well, I don't know if they have quarterback uncertainty this year.
Not at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
going to
be Russell Wilson.
But they did draft Jackson Dart. I get it.
What if
but
Jackson Dart impresses during OTAs and training camp?
Russ is going to get the nod.
I think Russ is still going to
get the nod.
Russ is
going to get the nod, yeah.
And look, if they start the year off 1-5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if Russ struggles.
What about your boy Jameis?
Well, I know Jameis is pretty far down the depth chart. I was excited when they signed him, but then like 2 days later, they signed Russell Wilson.
I'm surprised.
And then they drafted Jackson Dart.
I suppose the Saints wouldn't make a play for somebody like Jameis now that, you know, they're in.
He's already been there, done that. He played for New Orleans previously.
Yeah.
Okay, like bring him back. You act like guys don't go back to their teams?
Maybe he could. I don't know.
They signed somebody yesterday I had never heard of.
But my opinion is, even if you trot out Russell Wilson, I'm sorry, at this point in his career, that's quarterback uncertainty.
Who'd they sign yesterday?
For some reason,
it was a quarterback I'd never heard of.
Oh.
For some reason, Valdez is telling me Rick Snyder is just tweeting that if the Giants news is correct, and if we play the Giants at New York on opening day, that by connecting the dots, it leads Rick to think that it's likely to play on Christmas Day against Green Bay.
Well, the rumor is that the Giants open here, not in New York.
Oh, here? Right.
Here at Northwest.
Wow.
That's
Jason,
a rumor.
To answer a question.
That's not confirmed at this point. That's what's being reported by NorthJersey.com.
And look, they got a source, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm not a huge college football guy, so maybe you've heard of him. The Saints signed somebody named Hunter Deckers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's at Iowa State.
That's just, you know what that is? That's called a body.
Yeah.
A body to go in the room, a developmental guy. Like, if he plays one snap this season, it's a doomed season for the Saints. Probably already.
Well, they drafted Chuck. They drafted Chuck.
Yeah. So maybe he's the guy, or maybe they go with
Rattler
to start and then ease Tyler in there.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I also drafted Chuck to my doomed dynasty team. Well, that team is bad. Grasping.
Well, so we were kind of talking about it. They've had a lot of opening games at home the last few years.
Right, that's what I was thinking. It
four
would be
of the last five.
Four of the last five have been at home, but they're reporting the leaking that this is or
be another rumor, one.
There'll be another home game to open up the year.
Yeah, I was assuming it was going to be on the road.
Yeah, I would have thought maybe at New York.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. But I don't know why that leads Rick to think that that opens them up for the Christmas.
No, no,
game.
He's saying the Chiefs Cowboys Thanksgiving Day. He quote tweeted that and said this probably means Commanders play on Christmas.
That one more so
at
than the
Green
Giants
Bay.
One. Okay,
I got to tell you, this Art Stapleton guy could be proven right, but Cakes caught it. I didn't caught it just reading it, but the fact that he wrote at FedEx Field.
That's a minor detail.
Okay, but it's in a, you know, it's in an article. It's not just a tweet.
Okay, but in his
like terrible background check, he must have no editor.
So are we claiming that he's just a clown? This could be it's a completely.
Have you seen it anywhere
report?
Else?
I have not, but some.
We were kind of talking about it behind the scenes.
Sometimes people are the first with the story.
Yeah, you can tell if he's a clown. How many followers does he have?
He has like 140,000.
104,000.
So that's like plugged in.
Yeah. It's not like 3,000 followers.
Doesn't make him infallible.
No, of course not.
No.
And again, this is a rumor at this point. This has not been confirmed by Adam Schefter or any of the beat reporters here that follow the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume we're going to see that. If this is indeed true, we'll see them confirm that later in the day.
So we know the Dolphins essentially is a primetime game, even though it's not at night.
Right.
It's an island game.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that the other primetime games would be the Bears would be one,
yep.
Possibly.
Should be one, yep.
The Lions.
Yep. The Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Yep.
And then I got to think that one of the Eagles games.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Did you mention the Cowboys?
Although
I didn't mention the Cowboys. Game could be a primetime game.
It's true.
Did you mention the Bears?
Yeah, he mentioned the Bears.
Okay. Hey, this would be an interesting matchup for Tunsil because Tunsil will probably face Abdul Carter, right?
He probably would.
I mean, they have good pass rushers. They've got Thibodeau. They've got Burns.
And EB, unless this is a Sunday night matchup, which I'm doubting it is, this is either a 1 o'clock or 4:25 kick, most likely.
It could be the rookie from Oregon against Abdul Carter, who he dominated in college.
Connerly. That was a very small sample size, but
okay.
You'd like to see that transfer over.
But I think all Commanders fans liked watching the clips.
Sure.
Of Abdul Carter getting stuffed.
I think it was 6 or 7 snaps, but still, you'll take what you can get.
You'd rather have 7-0 on your side than the other way around.
True.
If it is the Giants, we need to win. Can't start out 0-1, lose to the Nubs Giants.
Yeah,
that's untenable.
I'm close to guaranteeing an opening week win, but I won't do that.
Don't do it.
I've learned from my mistakes.
We
in the
need
past.
To make Russell Wilson look like he's 50
I'm highly
years old.
Confident. I'll just leave it at that.
No, what time tomorrow are we going through the schedule?
6?
6 a.m. until 10 a.m.
Right. No, like our official schedule segment.
Pick our winners?
Yeah.
You can do it at
7:25?
Maybe 8, because we're going to do our golf stuff early, right? 6:45, we'll have our draft.
We're doing a golf pool.
Come on, man. It's a major.
Nobody cares about this one.
Yeah, everyone cares. Yeah,
it's got no buzz at all.
We do.
Zero buzz.
We just had Denny on.
Yeah, we had him on. I'm watching these
buzz.
Shows on here,
when
national
goes
shows.
Out there and shoots like 66 on day one. There's going to be buzz.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
I've seen very little buzz. The NFL schedule release.
Yeah, but it's.
They talk about that on SportsCenter.
It's a reason to gamble on sports.
NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs.
I bet if Shador Sanders is in the pro-am, you'd be feeling
maybe.
A buzz.
Yeah. Maybe. But.
JP be cleaning off his 7-iron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Spit shining that 7-iron. Yeah.
That thing is rusty.
Maybe sparkling.
I can tell you that. All right, coming up next, we're going to switch gears, talk a little baseball.
Oh,
Mike Rizzo, Nats GM.
He's not going to be happy.
President of Baseball Ops joins us here on the Junkies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.